Good evening. Salut.
About it. When will it start? How many players will have a chance to get beta access? Or a question: if the Storm Chaser edition going to give an access to the beta?
Yeah, Storm Legion is in its limited alpha test right now, and it's really kind of interesting for us, you know, doing a beta for an expansion and how that's different for a beta from a game. You know, when we did the beta at launch, we had all of the live servers that we were able to host this beta on, so it, you know, turned into this, you know, so we were really able to make it these massive, huge events. So since we have all of those servers right now that are, you know, tied up actually running the Rift Live game, we have to run our beta a little differently. And so we are, the actual beta for the expansion is going to be very development iteration focused, where it is much more about, you know, it's 100% focused on the product, the quality, and the iteration, and making sure everything's tuned and fun. That said, we are keeping an eye out for when we think the content and the systems are there well enough, and then we will definitely be trying to ramp up beta once we hit that point. So one of the things that we're planning on doing to try to give people a sense of the expansion before it comes out, regardless, is, you know, we will be rolling out specific cool things, like a pre-launch event and some of the gameplay systems themselves, most notably soul changes, and update and some game mechanics updates, actually to the live servers ahead of time before the expansion launches. So even though our beta will be smaller this time, what we're planning on doing is kind of giving everybody a sense of beta by being able to play some of the new stuff on the live servers even before the expansion launches. And so that's the place we figured that was going to be the best balance for this expansion launch.
Mitri Lendil, est-ce que tu voudrais enchaîner?
Oui, avec plaisir. Hello, Scott.
Hey.
Do you remember me? We met in the PAX Boston 2 years ago. You invited some European guys.
Yep.
And
sure
we had the opportunity to.
Great to see you.
To hear you. Okay, I have a question about the housing system. In fact, the housing was waited by a lot of people. Do you think that you'll see some decorations or some housing contests like we can see in EverQuest 2?
So, you know, we think of this more as, you know, I know that lots of people are going to think of our dimensions as housing, and that's great. We really, though, are trying to strike out on our own here. I can definitely see us trying to add, doing events around them. Yes, I can absolutely see that. And one of the other things we're looking at for future releases, once the expansion goes live, we're even planning out some of the post-launch enhancements where people are going to be able to do ratings and, you know, and competitions of their own in-game. So we definitely want to try to see how far we can push the system. That's really going to be based a lot on how many people use it and how much they enjoy it.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
I forgot to mention that we had the pleasure to have Ariel, for Jean 9. I think also Mitri Lendil for Montpellier and Onidra, who got a small demonstration for Rift, thanks to Will, Alice, and so I think they have been quite amazed by the housing system, the Volan, and also the Harbinger with a private demonstration. Anidra, est-ce que tu as une question?
Pas comme ça tout de suite.
Alors, on va faire un tour de table. Kirna, est-ce que toi, avec ta guild, vous avez pensé à une petite question à poser concernant Storm Legion?
Ouais, on en a plusieurs.
Vas-y.
You talk about the housing system, but what about the personalization of the characters? I mean, is there something new that will be added with Storm Legion? I mean, maybe dying the mount or something.
So yeah, for characters this time around, a lot of our emphasis has been on adding capes to the game. People look at that and so far people think it's pretty cool. They're very well they look great right now. We're looking at what it would take post-launch to give more customization options, so that's something we're looking into even after the expansion. But right now, just getting capes in working and awesome has been our big focus for characters for now. But we're already kind of looking to the future for what comes next after that.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Qui voudrait enchaîner sur une question?
Moi j'en ai une.
Allez, vas-y Valmina.
Hello Scott, and thank you once again for taking some time to answer our fan questions. I wanted to speak about Storm Legion. It's said on the official website that we could experience epic stories that reveal the true power of Terra and the gateway to the plains. Could you tell us more about what the gateway to the plains mean?
Sure. I can give you a little bit more information, but I unfortunately can't spoil the whole thing, so I'll apologize for that in advance. The expansion itself is spread across two continents that are each the size of the existing world, essentially, so it's a huge amount of space. One of the continents contains one of the key signature pieces of both lore and art for the game, for the expansion, called the Infinity Gate, which is what Crucia and Regulos are fighting over access to. And that whole centerpiece and that whole story is portrayed different, you know, portrayed through quest content a little bit differently in the expansion. If you look at the way we did our content for launch, you know, we got a lot of feedback that there were, you know, too much reliance on, you know, quest camps and, you know, very, you know, and very typical static quests. And so we really took that feedback to heart when we developed the expansion, in that the quests that you see themselves are all really part of the story right now. There's very few quests that would fit into the category that people didn't really, you know, that some people didn't enjoy in the past. And so, yeah, the story content is leading you to this big final area of the expansion. And then the way the rest of the game content is laid out, it's more of a choice of how you choose to play the game, where if you played through just the quest content on both continents, there's probably enough experience there to level. Or if you don't want to play through nothing but quests and you want to do more events and more rifts and more instant adventures and more war fronts, you'd be able to, you know, level up that way as well. So for us, that's, you know, the question you raise is really twofold. It's how can we focus more of the written content on the key story, but at the same time give people lots of different options to level up to get there. And yeah, so that's really been our approach this time around.
Okay, thanks a lot, Lena. I understand.
Cool.
Alors, si quelqu'un veut enchaîner.
Talking about contents, what will happen of the old contents? I mean, Greenscale, Infernal Dawn. Is there something planned for that?
So a lot of one of the fun things that you get when you do release an expansion is you get this older tier of raid content that people are suddenly really, really powerful for, and it, you know, they're super powerful for it, and it can be a lot of fun to give people the opportunity to go back and start trying to defeat those as higher level characters in much smaller groups. And so we don't have any, you know, we're very intentionally going to be leaving a lot of that content as it is right now, because some of it, you know, there's some great story in a lot of it, there's great art and there's some good gameplay in there too. And it can be an opportunity for for expansion level people to go back and do some of these raids in smaller groups and get a chance to experience content they would have missed. So yeah, that's the strategy we're going with there.
Okay.
Je vous laisse choisir. Bah, j'aurais une question. Vas-y.
A question about the content. What content will be available if you don't get the expansion? As an example, would the housing will be available even if you don't buy the expansion?
There will be the ability for, you know, so we do want to integrate dimensions into the introductory game experience, whether or not a person owns the expansion, or even owns the game, or is just a Rift Lite, you know, is just a Rift Lite player on their way to becoming a customer. And so we definitely want to have the welcome to the system there and give people a chance to play through the system, you know, play through some of it, the, you know, an introductory version, on their way to deciding whether or not to become, you know, a full customer and then unlock the full system. The full system is definitely part of the expansion, but yeah, making sure that there's a taste of dimensions there so people can understand so people can get a try ahead of time is really important to us.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Bon, allez, suivant. Petite question.
Bon, ben, je me relance.
Profite-en.
Ouais. What about the crafting system in Storm Legion? I mean, the system will be new crafting tools or something.
Ah, Okay, so yeah, so for crafting right now, what we've been doing is we have been extending the existing system. So there's new Grandmaster levels to go through in all of them. One of the other things that, and there's a couple of other new things that'll tie into it as well. Obviously, with Dimensions coming out, there's an entire new, you know, dozens and hundreds of items that will be there to support that system, and obviously some of them will definitely be exclusively crafted. One of the other things that we're doing more of, and if you've played in Infernal Dawn, you've seen that we have this concept of upgradable items now in addition to the crafting system. And we've been expanding the use of upgradables as well, because people really, you know, they've kind of dug that as something good for the high-end people. So we're going to be, we've been figuring out ways to roll that into the progression as well. And that, yeah, that's what we're looking at there right now.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Mon persistant, Jol, choisissez.
Ouais, je vais en faire en poser une. On the PTS, there is a ship, a new ship between Freemarch and Silverwood. And is that ship linked with Storm Legion in a way or another?
Aha, you found something. On PTS right now, I believe what you're seeing is the us doing some tests of the Prelude event. That is definitely part of the expansion rollout. And yeah, so there will be tests running quietly, some loudly, for the expansion Prelude content over the next couple of weeks. Yeah.
Okay, may I ask one?
Vas-y.
Okay. In the early stages of the extension presentation, you showed us the event, which is really huge, the event with Volan, the Colossus. I just wanted to know if there would be such other events in other areas of the world. In the new ones, or either in the old ones?
Ah, yeah, with the behemoth.
Our yes, new sorry, the
Colossus.
Behemoth.
yeah, so that is quite, you know, building up that encounter has been really a lot of, was a huge learning experience for us, in that it's the first time we've ever really created a creature that has environmental interactions with a modifiable environment. So just making sure that we can have that working and have it be cool when he unlocks a new area, and making sure there's something interesting there for people to do, has been a lot of work. I can say for sure that we are planning on doing other unlockable areas in the expansion. It's one of the things, it's one of the reasons that we made it so big in the first place, is we wanted to have places to be able to do this kind of cool stuff in. So right now the only one we're talking about for sure is Volan. Suffice it to say that if that goes well and people like that, and people like that a lot, we've already begun thinking about how to extend that even further and do more. But as far as unlockable areas, yes, that's something we're absolutely working on right now.
Oh, good lord, this is good. Thanks.
Cool, absolutely.
Kierna, peut-être?
Okay.
Ah, je sais pas, moi, je choisis, c'est vous qui choisissez, moi.
Bon, bah, allez. In my guild, a lot of people love the conquest system, although it's a little unbalanced for some sides.
Okay.
They think the hosts are better, but that's not the problem. Will there any other, conquest or something planned for the for Storm Legion, or something like that, conquest?
Yeah, so I wrote about this a little bit in the last producer's letter that I did, I think. And I apologize if I'm remembering wrong. So Conquest for us was originally actually supposed to be an expansion feature, but we liked the system so much that we wanted to roll it out really early. So we rolled out Conquest. We're still tuning it. Obviously, the update that you would have gotten about 18 hours ago had even more tweaks to it. So we're still tuning the existing Conquest, and yes, at the same time we don't want to leave the expansion empty-handed in PvP, of course, because PvP is still important to us. And yeah, the PvP folks are hard at work on finalizing the expansion PvP content and systems right now. I don't know if you saw the PvP test that we just did on the test server, where we tried, we love having that server where we get to try out all kinds of crazy things, and the latest, one of the crazy experiments that they wanted to try was what happens if everything is a totally even playing ground, that was one of the themes that they were debating weaving into the expansion. That test obviously really proved to us that gear disparity is, on the whole, is really not as big of a problem in reality as it is in perception. And so they're hard at work trying to determine what to integrate next into expansion PvP, which is a very long way of answering, yes, there is still more coming.
So last week I had the occasion to talk with Adam Gersovich and Chris Jr. a lot of times, and we have seen some German people logging their own personal account and do some conquest. It was really funny because they were just, it's almost the same way for the German players to play conquest than the US, but what they seem as imbalancing is completely different than from the US. If you got one faction unbalanced in France or in Europe, in the US it would be another one. It really depends on which pool of server you are playing on.
Mm-hmm.
Alors, ici on est parti sur qui? Mon persistant ou Joel?
Bah écoute, moi j'ai une dernière question, donc en quoi?
Vas-y.
Do you think that players who prefer to play in a group of two or three would like this extension without having to do the same thing again and again?
That's a really interesting question. I really do think so. One of the things that people who leveled up in original Rift didn't really get to experience was leveling up in a world that also fully supported instant adventure. So that is a big, that's a big thing for us. One of the other, that should definitely be a nice addition for people who want to play solo, duo, trio. One of the other things is, yes, we've talked about, I don't know if we've talked about it yet or not, we are shipping with One New Chronicle as well, the level 60, the level 60 Chronicle that caps the entire experience. And then we are also making sure to even better support more events throughout the entire time, as well as dimensions having, gameplay of their own inside. So yeah, I am pretty confident that there are definitely some new things to do for people and new ways to play, and we're definitely looking to see how the launch set goes out before determining where to take it next.
Okay, thanks.
Alors, John Nine, vous enchaînez?
Ouais. We have a question about planar attunement. Can you give us some information about the third tier of the planar attunement system? What will change in Storm Legend and how the leveling from 50 to 60 will work with the system, and what the level people already have will become with Storm Legion.
So yeah, we do have some really good plans for where to take planar attunement, and actually the programmer who's working on them just walked past my office. So great timing. There have been a lot of comments, both positive and more constructive criticism around the system as a whole. We still very much like the idea of having a post level cap type of advancement. And while I'm happy to give a couple of hints at the problems we're looking to solve. One of the big issues that people have had with it is that they feel sometimes like they don't want to roll an alt if they've invested all of this planar attunement time into one character. And that is feedback we have heard loud and clear. It's the way I play. I would also like to see a system that is more account-friendly. One of the other things that has come back as feedback is it still, when we launched that system, we never really intended it to be something that people felt was required, but that's really a big challenge anytime you assign power to any system, right? If you don't give any power and you don't give anything interesting, nobody cares. If you give too much, people start to view it as mandatory. And then they feel like, they're compelled to play it, whether they want to or not. So right now, the way it's balanced, it definitely feels to a lot of people like a mandatory thing as opposed to a nice receptacle for experience that I'm getting anyway. And so we are going to be tuning the system as we release more PA abilities. And let me think, what else is the other big one? One of the other things that this one is always, it's bugged me personally too, excuse me, is the needing to ding up through multiple levels before you're able to push a button and spend a point. That is something that we're going to be changing also, where we are going to go to a system where it's when you get that level up ding, you have the ability to spend a point every time. I think dealing with that combination of issues will net us a far more compelling system. What do you think?
I think you just spoiled them so much.
I talk a lot, so sorry.
No, they love that. During the demonstration last weekend, they were just speechless when I'm watching the housing system for the first time. So that's good. So we are right now at 30 minutes. If anyone gets another question, we can, I'm sure, go a little bit further. But if not, we can make an end to the call. So. Est-ce que quelqu'un aurait une question à poser en dernier, ou alors on va clôturer tranquillement ce call?
J'aurais une petite question sur le housing en plus de la vidéo.
Ok, so one last question about the housing, and after we can put an end on that.
Sure.
Vas-y.
Ok, so speaking about dimensions, there were two aspects, the one for the personal dimensions. It was said that we could own several ones. I just wanted to know if it was character bound or account bound, And for the guild dimensions, if it could be also completely public or only closed to the public?
Those are both very good questions, and I don't know that I have the right answers for you. I'll be honest. Backwards to forwards, in guild dimensions being completely public, quite honestly, a lot of that is going to be worked out during our load tests, and we see how many of these, how many of these can be running, and whether or not they can be visited while there are no members online. It might sound strange, but it's actually a server load concern for us more than anything else. And we're working on that with both Guild and Personal Dimensions right now. The most likely case is that things will be visitable only while people are online, because it's just, how many of these dimensions does a server need to keep track of at a time? In terms of owning multiples at a time, that's a really good question. As to whether they're account-bound or character-bound, the versions that I've seen so far have all been about, they behave almost like mounts or artifacts in the sense that you gain possession of a copy of the dimension and then you add them to your character such that they're available to that character. And since some of them can be, they can even be loop drops out of specific areas, like for instance, just as an example, please don't use this this particular one as something we're doing. But what we're able to do is, for instance, when you defeat Etuzio, we have the ability to drop a dimension that you can loot to a single person, which would give them a dimension of the room that he's in, and you would be able to build that out. And so we're looking at introducing these things in lots of different ways, and so that's one of the reasons that just for technical constraints, we would have to, we'd probably need to keep them character-bound until we work through server load.
Okay, I understand. Thanks.
Cool, you bet.
So I think we're going to put an end to this call. We have covered a lot of stuff for regarding Storm Legion. Would like to thank one more time Scott for being here, and Nicolas who helped so much. Thank you, Nico.
Thanks. De rien.
And Chiara, who was with us all the time.
Thank you, guys.
J'aimerais juste vous garder deux petites secondes en plus, les gens. Donc on va changer de channel si vous voulez. So we're gonna just switch a channel with them and gonna leave you Scott and Kiara if you need for within the room. Okay.
All right, guys. I have to run. Thank you very much. You guys take care.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thanks.
Talk later. Bye-bye. Ça concernera principalement Onidra, mon persistant et jeu online. Kerna, ça peut aussi t'intéresser parce que je ne sais pas exactement ce que tu comptes faire de ce petit call. Si tu vas le laisser en interne, tu vas publier quelque chose sur le forum ou sur votre site, etc. Mais c'est à vous de voir de vous arranger au niveau des questions. Est-ce que chacun utilise simplement ses questions et ses réponses, ou est-ce que vous êtes d'accord pour partager entre vous, pour dire bon, voilà, on était simplement présent, on était présent avec telle personne, et voici les réponses qu'on vous apporte.
Valmina a déjà demandé si c'était possible de publier sur Jol un peu les questions de tout le monde. J'ai pas eu l'impression que les gens soient foncièrement contre. C'est pareil, si jamais on peut fonctionner comme ça, j'ai pas forcément toutes les réponses, mais voilà. En tout cas, moi, ça ne me pose pas du tout de problème de faire partager les questions et les réponses que j'ai eues à l'ensemble des participants.
Moi, comme tu sais, je n'ai pas encore la plateforme, donc j'étais là plus. Hein.
Non, mais tu vas bientôt me la ramener, ta plateforme. Hein. Je l'attends avec impatience, moi.
Ouais, donc il n'y a pas de souci pour moi. Enfin, ça sera publié dans un coin, mais les autres, ils peuvent publier, bien sûr. En plus, je n'ai pas posé de questions.
D'accord. Non, mais écoutez, c'était sympa d'être là. Je vais aller engueuler la guide Celestius. J'espère qu'on aura l'occasion à l'avenir de faire encore des calls comme ça. J'espère en tout cas que vous avez eu certaines réponses à vos questions. Et puis, de toute façon, vous avez tous mon adresse email au moins. Si jamais vous publiez quelque chose, simplement envoyez-moi un petit mail et moi, je m'assurerai que le lien sera partagé sur notre channel. Ça va ?
Ouais, super. Ouais.
En tout cas, merci d'avoir organisé ça. C'est vraiment quelque chose de très sympathique et ça, c'est vraiment très positif pour la communauté française, je pense, d'avoir la possibilité de participer à ce genre de choses. Donc,
non, mais t'inquiète, voilà. Scott l'a dit lui-même, il adore parler. J'en profite.
Ça, c'est clair, quoi. Et puis bon, toi aussi, en plus. Hein, donc,
ça va, j'ai pas beaucoup parlé.
Non. Ah. Moi, j'aimerais vous remercier au nom de la guilde, parce que c'est vrai que c'est quelque chose qu'on n'a pas l'habitude de faire et on est très content d'être là et d'avoir pu au moins avoir des réponses à la plupart des questions qu'on s'était posées. Donc, merci encore.
Il n'y a pas de souci. Mais le but du jeu, vraiment, c'était qu'à un moment donné, dans une des réunions, il y a Scott qui a dit « ça fait des siècles que j'ai plus parlé avec des vrais joueurs ». Sous-entendu, c'est bien les interviews, c'est bien les publications officielles, c'est extrêmement bien, mais Scott est passionné par son jeu, Scott il joue sans arrêt, et il voulait parler simplement à des joueurs qui avaient des questions de joueurs, donc des questions bien précises sur des points qui inquiétaient les joueurs. Et après, on lui a dit « tiens, ça... » Et voilà, moi je t'amène des joueurs francophones, ça te tente de répondre à leurs questions. Par contre, je te préviens, ils posent les questions qu'ils veulent. Et il m'a dit, ok, ben on fait ça quand? Donc voilà. Et on va voir ça, j'ai mon collègue allemand qui est en train de voir pour mettre ça en place de son côté aussi. Et puis si ça prend, si ça tourne et que tout le monde est content, ben voilà quoi, on pourra peut-être à l'avenir revoir faire ça, sans promesse, encore maintenant il est beaucoup trop tôt, mais maintenant qu'on a fait un essai, ça s'est bien passé de tous les côtés, tant mieux quoi, moi je suis content.
Bah, écoute, moi aussi, franchement très sympa, puis en plus c'est vrai que Scott c'est quelqu'un de vraiment très 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 ouvert et voilà, comme tu dis, qui aime bien parler, qui aime bien discuter, donc très bonne occasion de le faire quoi.
Vous avez vu ce qu'il a marqué dans le chat du salon tout à l'heure? Quand même, ça fait plaisir quand on voit ça. Marqué à 20h21.
It's awesome.
Ouais, it's awesome. Bon, bah écoutez, je vais vous laisser, j'ai encore un petit peu de boulot à faire et après je vais essayer de me rentrer chez moi. Donc je vous souhaite à tous une bonne soirée et puis on se reparle plus tard.
Ça marche. Bon courage à toi.
Bonne soirée, merci.
Bonsoir tout le monde.
Bonne soirée.